Absolutely. I suppose Alcohol Forum Ireland have been doing this work for about 20 years, but earlier this year we formed a coalition that now has over 70, it has 73 members exactly as of yesterday and still growing. That includes very large national organisations like the Disability Federation, the Irish College of GPs, the Irish Association of Social Workers, the Irish Association of Specialists in Public Health Medicine. So the support for the coalition aims has been really, really strong actually right across the country, and it's wonderful to be leading that. But here in Donegal, we have had several organisations sign up to the coalition, including Donegal Women's Centre, Local Youth and Family Services, Donegal Youth Service. So, you know, we did have Donegal representation as well yesterday in the Oireachtas, but sadly not from our elected representatives from Donegal. But the event yesterday really was an opportunity to talk to the head and the heart, and we had people with, you know, lived experience of alcohol-related brain injury, of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, a member of the traveller community talking about the stigma that they experience sometimes when trying to access services and supports. And it was a really heartfelt presentation to politicians, and that was really, really well received, and that was backed up by, you know, the hard evidence and the statistical analysis. Like, I mean, alcohol leads to more deaths than any other drug in this country. It also, you know, mops up 11% of our health budget in this country treating alcohol-related health issues. So, you know, it was that blend of sort of, you know, the evidence plus the lived experience, and I think that went down really, really well.
And the evidence is very stark whenever you see it in black and white in front of you, and, you know, that fact that 4 people die in the country every day directly because of alcohol, it's a lot to take in.
It's a lot to take in, and I think that, you know, when you deal with this stuff every day, you know, some of the speakers yesterday were saying it's very difficult sometimes to have and hold hope, you know, and to think that things will get better, because while there has been investment in alcohol services and supports, it hasn't been enough. You know, there was a GP yesterday presenting that in a, you know, a 10-year period that, you know, alcohol-related liver disease has significantly increased in this country. Helpline calls to the HSE alcohol and other drug service, the vast majority of their calls relate to alcohol, and those numbers are going up. So, you know, there's an awful lot to worry about. It can be very overwhelming when you start to think about it, but we're keeping positive. We have a really strong coalition. We're not going anywhere. And, you know, there are things, changes that just need to be made. We need to see people with an alcohol-related brain injury, you know, in their 40s and 50s, having the right to access services and not being placed in nursing homes, where really they're being warehoused for the rest of their lives, simply because this country does not have any services for people with an alcohol-related brain injury. It's not right. It continues. And we need our politicians not just to listen, but we need them to act to change, you know, that picture.
And was there any commitments made yesterday?
Well, unfortunately, Oireachtas briefings aren't really of that nature. Do you know what I mean? It's about, it does what it says on the tin. It's about briefing people as to, you know, particular issues within Irish society and having an opportunity to talk to your politicians and present on that. But we were very clear that the number of things that we want to see is that alcohol is definitely clearly included as a priority in the National Drug Strategy, that there is a programme of work attached to that, and that there is a budget attached to that. Because, you know, I'm delighted this morning I'll be heading down to the North West Regional Drug and Alcohol Task Force meeting in Donegal Town at 11 o'clock. But task forces were handed responsibility for alcohol. Their brief was extended back in 2014, but they've never been given an additional budget to do that work. So these are things that just need to be addressed. And our calls yesterday was, we want to see if meaningfully included in the National Drug Strategy. That doesn't just mean lines on a page, it also needs to mean budget attached. We want to meet with the Minister for Health to raise our concerns, and we want to appear before the Oireachtas Health Committee, because there and then that is where you start to have, you know, changes made. So yesterday really was about just laying out our stall and saying to people, these are our priorities. And then the next piece is to follow up on those conversations that we had yesterday.